USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says another coronavirus relief bill will be passed before Christmas.
We're going to pass another historic rescue package to help American families through this pandemic.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor about a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package. The package does provide direct payments to Americans once again and provides money for small businesses via the popular Paycheck Protection Program. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
We're now on offense against the virus. The vaccines we are distributing are going to save lives.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar speaking on Monday during an Operation Warp Speed briefing. Azar says nearly 8 million doses of both Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccine will be distributed to 3,500 sites throughout the United States this week. Army General Gus Perna discusses the year-end goals regarding Operation Warp Speed.
We do still feel strongly that we will have allocated to the states by the end of the year 20 million doses of vaccine.
Jupiter and Saturn will align tonight for a phenomenon not seen in 800 years. The two planets will align to become what is known as the Christmas Star. The last time this celestial event happened, called the Great Conjunction, happened on March 4th, 1226. Today is the shortest day of the year, so the star will be visible longer. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Attorney General Bill Barr believes Russia is responsible for the massive hack of some critical U.S. government cyber systems.
You know, I agree with Secretary Pompeo's assessment. It certainly appears to be the Russians, but I'm not going to discuss it beyond that.
Barr making those comments during a news briefing and, as you heard, agreeing with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said Friday that all signs as well lead to Russia, in his opinion. A registered EMT is now experiencing coronavirus symptoms after performing CPR on a man suffering from cardiac arrest on a flight bound for LAX. The man died at the hospital after the plane made an emergency landing last week, and the EMT says, according to his wife, he was showing symptoms of COVID-19 before the flight.
She told me that he had been short of breath, and that they were, you know, on the way back home, and they were going to get tested for COVID when they got back to LA.
Tony Eldepa in those comments courtesy of CBS2 in Los Angeles. Eldepa continues with advice for everyone.
If you know you're sick, you know, you have to look out for yourself, and you know, also look out for people that you're going to be around. Make the right choices.
The CDC says it will work with United Airlines to reach out to other possibly infected passengers. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.